Welcome to Living Forward with Faye Bryant. I'm here to help you build a life worth living and a legacy worth leaving. God has called you His masterpiece, designed to be shown off by Him so others see Him and His good works. This is what Living Forward is all about, leaving the past behind to live as God's masterpiece with faith, purpose, and focus. Let's talk. Hello, Faye Bryant with another daily devotion. Today we're looking at Luke 6:36. You must be compassionate just as your Father is compassionate. Let's talk. Be compassionate as the Lord is compassionate. So just be kind to people, right? No problem. I'm good. Are you? Are you really? Let's back up a bit and see the words Jesus spoke just before these. He said, love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend to them without expecting to be repaid. Then your reward from heaven will be very great, and you will be acting as children of the Most High. For He is kind to those who are unthankful and wicked. What? He is kind to those who are unthankful and wicked. Are you? Kind to those who are unthankful and wicked. Yeah, I have issues there too, but that's what we're supposed to be doing. How do we get there? How can we be kind to someone who is hurting others? How can we show love to those who mistreat us or someone we love? How is that even possible? Our human hearts want retribution. We want justice. We demand justice. There is only one way: to allow the God of all creation to take us over. We must lean into Him with all we are and let Him determine what our words and behaviors will be. We must choose to squelch the humanity to reveal the divine. I hear you. It's just not possible. It's not just going to happen unless we surrender, give up, release the right to be right or vindicated, a right we don't actually have. Let's choose today. Will we remain out of God's will by withholding compassion from those we deem undeserving? Or will we choose to let God be compassionate to everyone through us? Everyone. Coffee, Bible, journal. This is a hard one. It's hard because in our flesh, in our humanity, we want retribution for things that are done, the evil that we see, the wrong that happens around us. We make our voices heard. We demonstrate. We go to courts and try to have things changed and to try to get the judgment that we want. But God says that we are to be kind to those. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't go to court and get the judgment that should be given. But what that does mean is that we are to be kind to that person. We are to be compassionate upon them. We are to understand, to try to understand what's going on in their mind and in their heart. I think the biggest thing that we can begin to do is to understand that a person who is wicked is acting out of something, out of a heart that is missing God. And when we recognize that a person is without God, without His guidance, without His direction, we can feel compassion for them. We can feel the fact of their loss, of their missing this amazing relationship. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy. But you know what? There's a lot in the walk of a Christian that is not easy, but required. If it were easy, someone who doesn't know Christ as Savior could do it. Right? It is only through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit upon our salvation that allows us to do these things, to be this compassionate person as the Lord is compassionate. And that's what Jesus was talking about. If we know Him as Lord and Savior, we're going to be different. We're going to act different. We're going to talk different. And if we don't, we're not walking in our faith. That's hard words. I get it. Been there. Go there sometimes now. Get chastised by the Lord for it. But maybe it's time we make that decision, that we decide, Lord, I don't feel this way. I don't feel compassionate towards these people. They're doing wrong. They're just acting like name it. And when we do that and we add on, show me, God, how you want me to respond. And then listen for Him to say, then act on that. We are fulfilling what Jesus was saying we should do. Once again, remember, obedience to Him is better than sacrifice. Obedience is how we tell God, how we tell Jesus that we love Him. When we are obedient to His commands. Not easy stuff, but doable stuff. When we rely on the Holy Spirit to obey our Savior. You can do it. You can do it. You can. I hope you enjoy these moments when we get together and we look at the Word and how it can apply to our lives. If you've got a thought or a comment that you would like to share, drop it below in the comments section. And if you want to be sure that you don't miss one of these daily devotions, click over here, subscribe. Be sure to hit the bell on YouTube there when you do so that you will get notifications when these go live. And if you want to see some of the other videos I've done, click over here. Until next time, I'm Faye Bryant. Bye.